Anybody know what's coming up?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Anybody excited about the big day? Anybody excited about February 14th? Anybody excited about that story they just heard? I think I could just like do the altar call right now and like everybody would get saved. No? What do you think?
Amen.
Amen. I think that's the first time I've ever heard an amen. Oh, hold on a second. Okay. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and this used to be more important to me than it is now. If you can guess why, I don't really have a girlfriend or anything like that. So it's okay. But I wanted to get dressed up because tonight's kind of like our Valentine's service, I guess. I just made that up, I'm sure. And Valentine's Day is the next Tuesday, and so we're not going to really have another chance to talk about it. And, it's all over the TV and all over the, I guess that's about it. But I bet your walls at school are covered in hearts. Anybody have, like, pink hearts all over the walls at school? Little paisley paper and all that. Anybody passing out Valentine's this year? You got some for your friends? And what kind of Valentine's do you guys got? Big car, Fairly Odd Parents. What else? Scooby Doo? Blue's Clues? Anybody got any Power Rangers? Yeah, Funny Farm? Thundercats? Anybody got any Muppets? Any Muppets out there? Any Kermit the Frog? SpongeBob? SpongeBob, he's popular this year. Anybody got any Barbie? Barbie Valentine's? Sure. Okay, so Valentine's is coming up, and everybody's really excited about that. And I thought I'd dress up for you guys. I even put on socks, long socks. I normally don't sport the long socks. And it was a debate. I debated with myself for about 4 hours last night over whether I should wear long socks or short socks, but if I sit down and you see my legs, some people might be freaking out. So, love is in the air, you can say, for those who have someone, and whatever. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about that phrase before with the pants. And we're just gonna keep moving on. Praise the Lord. Moving on. You don't want to get in front of that. You know what I'm saying? It's a fist of fury. So don't say any bad words when you give praise to the Lord. It's a joke. Joke, folks. Can we lighten up? Can we not be so stuffy? Just trying to lighten it up. Is the air on in here? What's the deal? I feel like I'm just like sweating bullets. I'm wearing a suit, I know, but I just don't feel like there's any air. It is on. Lord have mercy. Okay, we're in trouble now. So, okay, love is in the air. Anybody, what is love? I kind of have an idea. I'm 24 years old, and I've been around for a while, and I think I kind of have some ideas about what love might be. So that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Amen. Yeah. So, some people say that love, have you ever heard this? Love is the universal language. Anybody ever heard that? Like, everybody speaks the language of love, and, we all know how to. Even if, you don't speak, Japanese, you can still, cuddle up to a Japanese person, or a Chinese, or, when you don't speak their language, you can always, there's that little thing there. Language, love is the universal language. If you Google love today like I did, you come up with a lot of interesting things from, if we're supposed to be meant for each other, you type in your name and who you think, and they give you a little percentage of, like, they give you a little calculation what the percentage is that your relationship will last. And so I was keying in my name and a bunch of my past girlfriends' names, and one of them like scored like 85%, and I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool for me, like when I was 16. So that was fun. So I guess I blew that. Yeah. Oh well, we don't always make our best decisions when we're young. Has anybody ever been in love? Anybody? Let's do a show of hands. Who's ever been in love? We got some hands out there. Hopefully the married people raise their hands. We're in trouble if they're not, you know. Oh, yeah. And the engaged people, is anybody here that's engaged tonight? Yeah? Okay, somebody back here is 12. That's cool. I was engaged when I was 12. Who's in love right now? Anybody in love right now? Not with Jesus, he doesn't count. I mean, he does, but not for this. Okay, that's cool. There's nothing to be ashamed of, I hope. I hope not. For me, love's kind of been an interesting subject, because sometimes, you know, you're with a person and you guys are together or dating or talking or whatever it is you do, and do lots of things, but you go to the park and things like that, but you're together, and when you're together, you think you're in love with this person, you know? Even if you're only 14, it's like, oh my God. Oh God, I'm so in love with her, and I'm going to marry her, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, and she's so perfect for me in every single way. These are thoughts that I've had, you know? And then, like, as soon as you break up, it's like, I didn't really love her. That was just kind of, I don't know what that was, but it wasn't love. Has anybody ever done that? Has anybody thought they were in love, and then as soon as they break up, they're like, ah, I wasn't really in love. That was just something else. I don't know what it was. Yeah, I do that all the time. So, like, if somebody asked me, like, how many times in your life have you thought you were in love, I would probably say, like, 5 or 6, you know? You know what I'm saying? Can I get an amen? But if somebody asked me, how many times have you been in love, I would say probably once. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we think we are, and then later we realize, oh, it really wasn't it. Right? Right. Cool. So, you know, a lot of us, we don't just fall in love overnight. You know, it's a process that we go through. And, you know when I was in school, in high school, I would see a girl who would, you know, catch my fancy. And she'd be, you know, walking through the hall, and all of a sudden, like, oh, I felt something, like kind of hit me in the chest, and, you know, she just, like, you know, I'm just standing there by the locker, you know, whatever. Locker, there's some lockers over here. And she, you know, and I'm just talking to my friend, you know, like Miguel and Rudy here, and, hey, you know, what's going on? Hey, did you see Tailspin this weekend? Yeah, I was like, awesome. It's like, no, dude, DuckTales was, like, off the charts. So, you know, and here comes this girl, and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, ouch, you know, I gotta, like, check my breath and make sure my zipper's up and I'm not, like, got, like, armpit, you know, and my collar's right, everything's straight, you know, get this crazy feeling, you know, it's like, wow, what's the deal here? I don't know, this is nuts, and it's a little thud. You ever have that thud? Person walks into the room, it's just like, oh. And then, like, you have to, like, remind yourself to breathe, like, 3 minutes later. It's like, oh, you can breathe now. Oh, she's gone, I can breathe. Because, you know, girls don't like guys to breathe. So, like, as soon as, like, a girl comes around, you gotta stop breathing because, you know, I think it's because we have bad breath. But, you know, whatever. Something like that. So you have all these crazy emotions and these crazy feelings that when you start to like somebody. And a lot of times they make us do crazy things and say crazy things and say things that under normal circumstances we never would say in our entire lives. And I was on the internet the other day, and you know, the internet's a crazy place. Who's been on the internet before? Yeah. Yeah, I've got some people out there for a bit. It's starts with a www, and then you just go on from there. It's a gateway. It's the information superhighway. On the internet, you can find all kinds of cool things. And by happenstance, I came across this audio clip of a young man pouring out his heart to his girlfriend of 6 months. And they were in high school, and some of you might have heard this, and if you have, that's cool. And so I came across this probably 3 or 4 months ago, and as soon as I heard it, I'm like, I'm going to use this. This is gold. This is premium grade material here. This is going to bring the kingdom of God to San Antonio when I play this. And so I've had this little nugget in my pocket, you know, ready to pull out at any given moment. And then like Valentine's Day runs around, and I'm just going to give a little side note here, because I wouldn't feel that I was a good youth pastor if I didn't do this. It's Valentine's Day. T-I-N-E. I know a lot of people say Valentine's. That's cool. You know what? Sometimes I say Valentine's just to be stupid. But I want everybody here to know that it's Valentine. Okay? Just tuck that away. T-I-N-E. Alright, cool. So I came across this thing and I'm going to play it. And what it is, it's a young man who on his 6 month anniversary, which Crystal pointed out to me, there's no such thing as a 6 month anniversary. Anniversaries happen once a year. They are annual. So anyway, it's kind of funny. So he gets on this tape recorder, and this thing is 14 minutes long, okay? He pours his heart out for 14 minutes, recording it on his cheesy computer microphone, and it sounds really bad. He gets in there and he brings one person with all I just bubbles. You know? And he just really gets into it. So we edited it down to about 4 minutes. And I just want to use this as an example of some of the crazy things we do when we fall in love. And just as a little FYI for you, his girlfriend heard this, and then she broke up with him 3 days later. Okay? So just keep that in mind, guys, as you're listening to this. This is a prime example of what maybe not to do. So let's roll this. And it's just audio. We got a picture of the young man up there, yes. Just listen in.
Happy 6 month anniversary, my babe. I love you. I love you so much. You are my everything. I love you so, so much. 6 months has gone by so fast, and this has been the best 6 months of my entire life. It really has. And it's all because of you. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me or will ever happen to me. I'm the luckiest guy on the face of this earth. And I never, ever, 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 ever want to lose you. You mean so much to me. You mean more than anything in my life. You mean everything to me. You are my everything. I'm in love with you. Oh, babe, I love you. I feel like I've known you all my life. I can talk to you about anything, do anything around you, tell you anything. And I know you'll always be there for me. I know that you love me and I know you care for me. You're so perfect in every single way imaginable. Everything about us goes perfectly together. And, oh gosh, so unreal. I'm so lucky, so, so lucky. I am the luckiest guy on the face of this entire earth. Ever, ever. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me, or will ever happen to me. And I'm serious. We have so many memories together, and I'll never forget any of them. I mean, watermelon head, and like... everything. We just go together so perfectly. And we have so many memories, and so many funny times together, and so many funny experiences. And there's gonna be many, 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 many more. And this is like... only one of our many, 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 many anniversaries, and there's many, 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 many more to come. My babe, my babe, my babe. Hey babe, I think I'll give you a little song and dance. It might sound kind of bad because this microphone sucks really bad. Yeah, and I'm sort of tired. But it's not really like a full song, it's just like a little clip of it. And all my life, I pray for someone like you. And I thank God that I finally found you. And all my life, I pray for someone like you. Yes, I pray that you feel the same way too. And I hope that you do love me too. Oh, sorry, it's not very good because I'm a little tired, but I try. Here, I'll give you another one. If you're not the one, then what does my hand fit yours this way? If you're not the one, then what does my soul feel glad today? Oh, babe. Oh. If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours? And why does my soul feel glad? I just don't even know. Maybe it's because you are. I wish you were here right now, hugging me. Maybe a kiss, if you want. Now that would be a dream come true. You are the best ever. Ever. If I lost you, I would be lost. I never, ever, 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 ever want to lose you. Ever. Even when I sleep, I think about you, babe. You are my babe. My babe. You're my babe. Happy 6-month anniversary. I love you. Good night. Sweet dreams. Love you.
So sometimes when we feel like we're in love, we kind of do some crazy things. Who's ever done something crazy when they felt like they were in love? Anybody want to come share those crazy things? No, probably not, because you know. And the only reason I feel like I can play that and not feel bad is because like I've been there myself, you know. I've had girlfriends before, and I've said stupid stuff like that, you know? Not that it's stupid, you know? If you're into saying stuff like that, you know, that's cool. But it's stupid of me now because I don't have a girlfriend, you know? And I remember when you're supposed to hear my like first Valentine. My first Valentine's Day experience with a girlfriend. Anybody want to hear that? It's kind of interesting. So I'm a freshman in high school, you know. I'm moving on in the world, moving up to high school. You know, I'm a high school young man. It's time I, you know, have a serious relationship, you know. All these other little girlfriends I've had, you know, that was fun. That's great. But, you know, now it's time I got serious. I'm about 15, 14, 15, something like that. There was this nice young lady. No, I'm not gonna say anybody's names. No. And people need to stop screaming out names because they really don't know what they're talking about. No. So
Danielle.
You want me to finish the story or should I just bring Aaron back up here? What do you want me to do? What do you want
me to do? Angel!
Okay! Okay, I was just making the story up, but no, not really. This is a true story. Who wants to hear the story? Okay, just shut up, alright? I'm joking. Sort of. So, you know, we've been together for like 2 months, and man, it has been the best 2 months of my life. I just feel like, you know, I'm alive for the first time. Anybody ever feel that way? while, so I scrape up all my money, you know. And I head off, I get my mom. This particular year, Valentine's Day happened to fall on a Wednesday. So I was so excited because that meant I get to spend Valentine's night with my girlfriend at youth group. Because there's no other way, like my mom was like, you know, if I went out to dinner, I'd have to like go with my mom, that'd be like weird and all that. So I was so excited. And so we went to Target and scraped all my money together, about $18.50. And I head to the jewelry counter, right? And we get her some jewelry, you know? We're going to do this right. So I plop down, you know, get all my quarters out and everything, slap it down on the counter, you know, I broke my piggy bank and all that. And I say, okay, what can I get for this? And the lady's like, well, you know, she's real nice, not like you're stupid or what's your problem. So I get this little necklace thing, and it had a little heart on it, or two hearts, or something like that. And it was yellow color. I don't think it was gold, but you know, it was yellow color. It was brass. I don't know what it was. Copper, some other yellow metal. Maybe it was just like, I don't even know what other metals were. But, you know, it was nice. It looked nice. It was a little box. And so we go to youth group and we sit down and it's Valentine's Day. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what she got me. So, you know, we sit next to each other and I wonder if she's going to like my present. Oh, it's so great. Back then we had pews in here. So you could maybe scoot over a little bit more, you know, because you didn't have to, like, be on your own chair, you know? It's just, like, nobody else is around you, but you two are just like, you're like this. You're inseparable. You're close, you know? Because this is serious. We're in a serious relationship here. And so church is over, and, you know, we go outside, and we're kind of hanging out in the front, out here at church, you know? It's actually down there. There's a little drive-thru out there, and we're kind of hanging out down there. I give her, you know, my thing. My little necklace, and I give her a little card too that says I love you, and all that stuff, like what's his name was saying, that we got on the tape, you know, we're going to be together forever, and it's, you know, since I met you, I'm finally alive, and I can live life now knowing that, you know, I've found my soulmate, and I'm just so excited, blah, 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 you know, on and on and on. She opens the card and opens the little thing. And blah, 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 blah. So she gives me a little present. And I'm a young man. I'm not very mature. You know, she gave me this present. She put a lot of thought into it, I'm sure. But she gave me a cartoon. And so I opened the present. It's cool. And it's a little something. It's nice. There's some candy. You know, Valentine's Day, give people candy. You know, whatever. A little disappointed, you know, I bought her necklace and she got me, you know, whatever. I might have voiced that opinion, but it's not a big deal. I might have said something about I don't like candy or something like that, but it's not a big deal. I wasn't very wise back then. So anyway, she gives me a card. So today, I kind of knew I was going to talk about. So I went home to get my clothes and change into. I think, man, I'm going to try and find that. I'm the kind of guy that saves everything. You know, so I started digging through all my drawers, and I came up with the Valentine that she gave me. And who would like me to read this tonight?
Yeah.
So, not 100%, okay? So, the front says, "You're so special to me." It's nice and red. It kind of reflects. Can you see that? It's got some birds on there. Oh, love birds. I get it. Two little birds. Okay. Starts out. In all my life, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. For although I've enjoyed other friendships, I've never felt this close to anyone before. I've never been able to be this open and trusting with anyone else but you. And although I've known happiness before, it can't compare with the way I feel about us, with the excitement, the joy, and the wonderful caring I found with you. Happy Valentine's Day. This card says it all. You mean to me. It says all you mean to me. I love you. Okay? How nice is that? I mean, that's just... it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And I'm feeling good about myself. I'm feeling confident. I just got this card. And I've been anticipating this moment right here all day. For months I've been anticipating this. And gave her this awesome present. She really liked it. So I think I'm going for the kiss. I'm going to seal the deal. I'm going for the kill. I'm like 14, this was relatively uncharted territory for me, unfortunately. But anyway, that's cool, not a problem. I'm like, bloomer, not a big deal. So she's like here, and I'm like here, I'm like looking into her eyes. There's people like over here, but not really where we are, kind of our own little world, it's a really nice car to get me. So would you like that necklace I got you?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about it? So, that's cool. So, so then, like, our eyes meet. This. And like this. And I go for it, okay? I'm going for it. It's like, no turning back. We've done the cards, we've done the candy, we've done the necklace. I have to do it. It's a given. And I'm like, my heart, is just... And I lean in.
Maggie.
And she looks up at me and she goes, no.
Thank you.
talks about a subject that really, I need some help. So I went to Webster. He's always a good place to turn for help. And so I looked at love in the dictionary. And the definition of love is an intense feeling of deep affection. This is what Webster says love is. Okay? An intense feeling of deep affection. And, you know, that was cool, and okay, I understand that. But that didn't really satisfy. Like, I feel like love is more than this. It should be more than just a feeling of deep affection. That left me wanting. So I went to the Bible. I went to God's Word. And I'm going to read you some verses out of 1 Corinthians. Some people call this the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13. Has anybody ever heard of the love chapter before? It's a whole chapter or half a chapter devoted to love. And so this is like God, what God says about love, what the Bible says about love, what God's Word says about love. So I'm going to start reading this, and I'm going to have them put the definitions of love up as I go through this verse, okay? Everybody with me? Everybody with me? Maybe you're like one voice. That's what I was going for with that. Okay, 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic I should have read this before. Beforehand. I'm not used to this version. I always pick like an easier version to understand, but it's always harder to read. You ever experienced that? It's easier to understand, but it's harder to read. Okay. But if I don't have love, I'm nothing more than a creaking rough. Verse 2. If I speak with God's word, with power. Anybody want to come read this morning? April, please come help me. I'm sorry. Reading was never my strong suit in anything. In school, in basketball, I couldn't read. I hope not. It's just here to be here. Actually, if you could just get through the first... let's go. Broken up, that's cool. See you later, not a big deal. But that's not love. what God says here is that love is something that doesn't think of itself first. It keeps going to the end. I thought, man, that's like so huge. You know, a lot of people, they get up, you know, and a lot of people like get married right here. This is where we do our weddings in the church, and they stand in this like very spot. And they say, yes, I'm going to love you forever. Yes, we'll never be broken apart, and we're going to, you know, be with each other till we die. But sometimes that always doesn't happen. And why is that that doesn't happen? It's because people treat love as a feeling. They're only treating love as an intense emotion, like Webster says, and they're not treating it like God says, and God treats it as a decision. Love is a commitment. It's a conscious decision. You have to decide a lot of times, I'm going to love this person. Because these are not things that we do naturally. This isn't who I am. You know, I have to make the conscious decision to be this way. Because, you know, I can be pretty gross sometimes. So, in the Bible, there are at least four different words that describe love. But when they get translated in our Bible, it just says love. And so I think a lot of the trouble we have in American culture with this understanding of love is that we only have one word to describe so many different things. And I'm not going to go into that right now and give you Latin and Greek words and stuff like that. But I think our English language a lot of times fails us because we don't have the words to really describe. Who said it was indescribable? It's hard to even put into words what love is. And I just want to kind of leave you guys with the thought that there's a big difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. I could say that I was in love with all my girlfriends. I had that feeling. I'm going to say being in love is that kind of that feeling that you have, that excitement when you're around that person, that infatuation. It's more of that deep feeling. But when you get down to it, when you really say, you know, I love you, it needs to be more than just a feeling. Because feelings are going to come and go. Even after we get married, even if we're engaged and stuff like that, you know, you can be really, you know, excited and into it. But feelings are going to come and go. Maybe you just had a bad day and you just don't want to be around that person. That doesn't mean you break up. That doesn't mean you get a divorce. You know, feelings come and go. But love, really love from God and love as God describes it, is a commitment. We need to have that understanding because that's not what we're told at school and that's not what we're told on TV and on the internet. People just say, you know, love is just this great thing. Do whatever feels good. But, you know, that's the way to death, really. That's the way that your relationships will be killed is if we just do whatever we want. John 3:16, I used this verse last week and I made a little rhyme out of it. I'm going to close with it this week. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It says love in there, right? Now, God so loved the world. Does that mean that he wants to, like, kiss you? Maybe hold your hand? Probably not. Probably not. It's probably something a little different. And the word there, you could replace that with, God was so committed to the human race. He cared so much about us. He had such a strong commitment that he sent his only Son to die on the cross, that if we believe in him, we wouldn't perish and go to hell. You know, if God treated love a lot of times the way we do, we'd be in a lot of trouble. Because if he just went by however he felt, instead of a commitment that he's made to us as people who follow him and are Christians, I would be in a lot of trouble. I would be burning in the bad place, Hades, whatever you want to call it. So we need to just kind of think a lot of times and be careful when we say, you know, the word love and make sure that we really mean it. Because, you know, I told, you know, almost every single one of my girlfriends, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. You know, but Well, I was saying, yes, I'm committing the rest of my life to you. I'm committing to being all those things. You know, I was just, hey, it felt good, so I said it, you know? And a lot of times we can be very selfish in our relationships, and God's called us to not be selfish, to think of others before us. So kind of be thinking about that this week, because they're going to be saying love a lot on the radio and on TV, Valentine's Day. It's kind of the deal, kind of what it's about. And when you hear the word love, think about how they're using it. Are they using it how God says to use it, or are they just using it to maybe get their way with their current situation? Okay? So I'm going to pray, and then we'll be dismissing you guys. All right? All right. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the fact that you loved us and you sent your Son, God, to die for us. Lord, it's so amazing that he would look down on us humans and say, I'm committed to them. They're a bunch of sinners, but I'm going to send my Son. I'm going to make a way for them. Lord, help us to have an understanding of what true love really is. Lord, give us that, Lord, understanding of what you mean by love and how we can better love our friends and our neighbors, Lord, and our family. Lord, I pray that we would be the most loving people on this earth, Lord, that your love would go out from us and that we would really be able to embrace, Lord, the people that you put around us. Lord, I thank you for doing all those things and for blessing everybody who's here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have never given your life to Jesus, and maybe you don't even know what that means, and you'd like to learn a little bit more about that, you can come talk to me. I'm going to be up here. Or if you have any other prayer requests, I'm going to be up front. You can come talk to me. I'll be happy to pray with you, talk to you about the Bible, whatever you want to do. All right? Go have fun. Have a good week. Have a good Valentine's Day.